Hi, everyone. This is Jordana Barakhov from DrinkItIn_Jordana. I am so glad to be back with you. You are new or you don't know who I am, you could always find me on Instagram or on Facebook at Jordana Barakhov. You can email me at jbarakhov@gmail.com. I even have my own website, jordanatorah.com. But I'm just so thrilled to spend these 10 minutes with you. This is titled Rise Above, Part 1. If you'd like to call it that, that's great. And this time period that we're in right now, from Pesach until Shavuot, is really the time that is known for one's working on their midot. Whether it is something we focus on through Sfirat HaOmer, looking at the different character traits that each day represents, or it's the learning of Pirkei Avot that also is about refining our character traits. What I'd love to really give a broad overview of something that touches on this week's Torah portion for those people outside of Israel, Parsha Kedoshim, is the famous pasuk, Ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. This became Rabbi Akiva's mantra. It was his motto. He's known for that. When someone had approached him and asked him if I want to learn all the Torah on one leg, he responded, Ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. Love your neighbor as yourself. And 2 years ago, I had this epiphany. 2 years ago, I had this epiphany, this thought, that when it says, love your neighbor as yourself, I was always focused on the first aspect, love my neighbor, love my neighbor, love my neighbor. And I really put myself in the background, and I wasn't putting myself forward. I wasn't the front. And that's really the message I heard and resonated with me 2 years ago, that really it's important for us also to not forget about ourselves. How are you going to love somebody else if you don't know how to love yourself? This year, I started learning a sefer with my daughter once a week. It's called Sfira in Our Lives by Chani Jervell. And in her introduction, she said something so unbelievable. So now it's 2 years later, the famous pasuk pops up again. It's this week, Parsha Kedoshim again, and she asks a question in her introduction. How is it that all of Rabbi Akiva's students died during this time period? Especially we say they died because they didn't have the care and love between one another. I mean, Rabbi Akiva was their teacher. Did they not know his legacy? Did they not know what we all know? That's what he's known for. That's his mantra. How could it be? Where did they go wrong in not hopping, in not understanding what this is all about? So there's a beautiful interpretation by Lubavitcher Rebbe in his Likutei Sichot in volume 22 that explains that each student of Rabbi Akiva had his own way of understanding the teachings of the Rebbe and how to apply them to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a different student did not accept his interpretation of Rabbi Akiva's teachings, he would lose some respect for him, considering him lacking in some perfection in Avodas Hashem. So if you didn't understand something the way I wanted you to understand it, the student lost some respect. So perhaps we can say the following. It's not that the students of Rabbi Akiva were unaware of the words of Rabbi Akiva, their beloved teacher. It's not that they didn't know what it stood for. They knew the words, but they misinterpreted them. So you see, they understood it as, of course, I'll love you, kamocha, only if you're like me. I mean, how many times do we have that? Like, it's so hard for us to get along with people if they're not similar to us. We see somebody and they're a little different, and we shy away from that. We don't want to go near it. If you think like me, you look like me, handle things the way I do, if you have the same way of walking the walk and talking the talk and meet my expectations, then of course I'm going to love you, right? It's like those parents who say in all sincerity, you know, honey, you can do anything that you want, really, anything. And your father and I would love you tremendously and be so very proud of you. You can literally go into any field of your choice. There are so many options in accounting, right? So you get the drift that you're making it seem as if all the choices are out in front for your child, but really you want them to be like you. It's very challenging. It is. I, as a mother, it's so hard. It's something that I really had to break my own midot. I had to break my own character to understand that each one of my children has their own path. But that's not love when we force it. That's having an agenda. That would be conditional love. And that's what Lubavitcher Rebbe is saying, that the students of Rabbi Akiva had this conditional love. But real love means learning to value the people in our lives for who they are. And a big part of that is appreciating whom they can help us become. So here is 2 years later, the same verse. Here is the clincher. Here is the beauty. Here is the beautiful message. V'ahavta l'reicha, why do I love you? Kamocha, because without you, I could not be myself. I could not be my best self. Because if you are in my life, it must be so that I can become a different, deeper, better person. One who learns from you, learns to meet your needs and grows from and with you in a way that I could not have grown without you. One who appreciates the fact that people in our lives are those that are perfectly chosen and crafted by Hashem, the Creator, to bring me to exactly the place my neshama needs to go. And so these relationships that we have, ahavta l'reicha kamocha, that I love you because you are going to be giving me the best version of myself. You're going to help me emulate Hashem to the best of my ability. You are going to challenge me in a positive way. You are going to help me rise above when needed. You know, I once gave a class and we were talking about buddies and the importance of having a buddy system. Now, when we were younger, if you went to a pool and before you went swimming, you would have to have a buddy and you would have a sound off, like you would a roll call type of thing. One, two, and that way you would, you know, double check, make sure, God forbid, no one was drowning. I once heard something so beautiful. Someone had a what was called an action buddy. They appointed a friend that three times a week they had check-ins. They each knew in the beginning of the week, they said this is what they wanted to work on, whether it be their craft, whether it be a certain mindset, a certain skill, a certain character trait, a certain mitzvah, whatever it might be. But they each knew that that's what the other one wanted to work on, and then they had check-ins. Are you doing what you said you wanted to do? That is called an action buddy. How beautiful is that? An action buddy keeps us in track, something that I think everybody and myself should continue to have. So here is how we rise above during this time period. We are mimicking our ancestors when they were in the desert, when they were traveling during this time period, getting ready for Matan Torah to receive the Torah at Sinai. So we too, we have to do our own versions of getting ready. I mean, we have this beautiful religion that has these moments in time set up for us so clearly. So that when we're 80, 90, 100 years old, we don't wake up and say, where'd the time go? I didn't realize. But now we have it in front of us, day in and day out, these reminders. This week's Torah portion is one of the greatest reminders, telling us that we're Kadosh, Kadosh Hashem, that we are different than all of the nations, because Hashem is our God, and we are God-like people. We're just not human. We're not animals, but we're God-like. And so let's try and work on being the types of people that love one another, but not based on any condition. That I love the people in my life, the people that I connect with, because I know deep down inside that they're there to help me be the best version of myself. I hope you enjoyed this class. Don't forget, if you enjoyed this, come listen to drinkitin_Jordana on Instagram. You could also see that I have a podcast called Drink It In the Podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts. I hope to see you, and see you really. I hope you will hear me next week. And if anybody ever wants to sponsor a class, really get in touch with Sheer Enjoyment. They're always looking for sponsorship. Have a great, great, wonderful day.